We ate the hare that night and drank the last of the ale. And the next morning a dragon boat arrived, coming from the sea, and I was amazed that Alfred had not ordered our fleet to patrol the waters off the pool's mouth. But none of our boats was there, and so that single Danish ship came upriver and brought a message for Guthrum. Ragnar was vague about the ship. It came from East Anglia, he said, which turned out to be untrue, and merely brought news of that kingdom, which was equally untrue. It had come from the west, around Cornwallum, from the lands of the Welsh. But I only learned that later, and at the time I did not care, because Ragnar also told me that we should be leaving soon, very soon, and I only had thoughts for the son I had not seen. Uhtred Uhtredson. That night Guthrum gave the hostages a feast, a good feast too, with food and ale that had been brought on the newly arrived dragon ship. And Guthrum praised us for being good guests, and he gave each of us an arm ring, and promised we would all be free soon. When? I asked. Soon. His long face glistened in the firelight as he raised a horn of ale to me. Soon, now drink. We all drank. And after the feast, we hostages went to the nunnery's hall, where Guthrum insisted we slept. In the daytime, we were free to roam wherever we wanted inside the Danish lines, and free to carry weapons if we chose. But at night, he wanted all the hostages in one place, so that his black-cloaked guards could keep an eye on us. And it was those guards who came for us in the night's dark heart. They carried flaming torches, and they kicked us awake, ordering us outside. And one of them kicked Serpent Breath away when I reached for her. "Get outside!" he snarled. And when I reached for the sword again, a spear stave cracked across my skull, and two more spears jabbed my arse, and I had no choice but to stumble out the door into a gusting wind that was bringing a cold, spitting rain. And the wind tore at the flaming torches that lit the street, where at least 100 Danes waited, all armed. And I could see they had saddled and bridled their thin horses. And my first thought was that these were the men who would escort us back to the West Saxon lines. Then Guthrum, cloaked in black, pushed through the helmeted men. No words were spoken. Guthrum, grim-faced, the white bone in his hair, just nodded, and his black-cloaked men drew their swords, and poor Wailer, Alfred's cousin, was the first hostage to die. Guthrum winced slightly at the priest's death, for I think he had liked Wailer, but by then I was turning, ready to fight the men behind me, even though I had no weapon, and knew that fight could only end with my death. A sword was already coming for me, held by a Dane in a leather jerkin that was studded with metal rivets, and he was grinning as he ran the blade toward my unprotected belly. And he was still grinning as the throwing axe buried its blade between his eyes. I remember the thump of that blade striking home, the spurt of blood in the flame light, the noise as the man fell onto the flint and shingle street, and all the while the frantic protests from the other hostages as they were murdered. But I lived. Ragnar had hurled the axe, and now stood beside me, sword drawn. He was in his war gear, in polished chainmail, in high boots and a helmet that he had decorated with a pair of eagle wings. And in the raw light of the wind-fretted fires, he looked like a god come down to Midgard. "They must all die," Guthrum insisted. The other hostages were dead or dying, their hands bloodied from their hopeless attempts to ward off the blades, and a dozen war Danes, swords red, now edged toward me to finish the job. "Kill this one," Ragnar shouted, "and you must kill me first." His men came out of the crowd to stand beside their lord. They were outnumbered by at least 5-1, but they were Danes and they showed no fear. Guthrum stared at Ragnar. Hakka was still not dead, and he twitched in his agony. And Guthrum, irritated that the man lived, drew his sword and rammed it into Hakka's throat. Guthrum's men were stripping the arm rings from the dead, rings that had been gifts from their master just hours before. "They all must die," Guthrum said when Hakka was still. "Alfred will kill our hostages now, so it must be man for man."